Another factor is the isolation and loneliness. That has been flagged as psychological variables demanding greater employee assistance strategies and counseling service. Has government given any attention to this? Female employees who stay at home find that they must weave their days as remote workers for their employer, but they must also tutor for online education, their children, and still undertake everyday household work. They balance full-time childcare with part-time teaching, lesson planning, online learning. Single mothers are today bearing this burden in the pandemic. Many must work through the chaos while keeping a balance. Today, I salute the mothers who now work on an average 15 hours more per week to ensure that their children reap the benefits of stay-home education whilst undertaking their own careers and professional tasks. Let us salute the mothers who are doing this extra work. In a May 2020 survey of parents in the US, UK, France, Germany, and Italy by the Boston Consulting Group, families reported an additional 27 hours spent each week on household work, childcare, and education. That is nearly like a second job, equivalent to a second job. Such is the stress and strain for parents, and particularly single mothers. I suggest and recommend that government must have dialogue with employers to ensure that parents receive reasonable time off once per week, at least to collect assignments for their children from the school. A single mother working reported she was threatened with being fired because she took time to go to a primary school to receive her child's hard copy of assignments.